Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brought to you as always by Bloke Beer, but also remember, guys, 50% off for 50 hours, February 1st, 6 p.m. Brand new Bloke merch dropping. So the Bloke merch, that is 50% off. The new shirts, plus everything else on the website. We're talking party shirts, we're talking board shorts, singlets, thongs. Everything is 50% off for 50 hours. It's called the 50 for 50 sale. It is February 1st, 6 p.m. Do not miss it, because we are not doing a sale like this for an extremely long time, if ever again. Also, make sure to grab a case of Bloke in a Bar beer or Bloke beer. Head to our store locator on our website. We're in every single celebration in New South Wales, Queensland. Every single bottle-o in New South Wales, ACT. So head to our store locator on our website, blokeinabar.com. Put in your postcode. Show you the nearest stockist. Now, NRL preseason challenge. We'll have a 100K prize for the winner. I'm just going to stop it right there. Not worth it. Boom.
Not even close to
craziness.
Yeah.
$100,000 for a club. And I know people listening to this would be like, $100,000 is a lot of money. Yeah, it's a lot of money. But even if you took that 100K and just gave each player a portion of it, it would be like a few grand or whatever.
Make it a million. Like, there's so much money in the game, and there's probably some NRL rep out there saying, this bloke's an idiot, doesn't know what he's talking about. And to that, I'd say fair. But that game generates so much money. If they're serious about making this a thing, you can bump it up from 100K.
Surely more than 100K. Yeah. Like the club's desperate for money. They all make a loss. Like, you know, when they're by themselves, obviously the NRL supplement them because obviously they generate money for the NRL. But more than 100K, like, it's not even, like, how, it's not even motivating. Like, no. In the sense of, it's almost, it's not pointless because 100K is better than no money. But at the same time, it's like, come on, make something on the line.
The incentive is obviously there to encourage teams to put out stronger sides and try and win and try and, you know, trial games. They'll play four quarters of 20 a lot of the time, and a full strength team might play at half. They're trying to convince them to do it for 60 minutes or, you know, 80 minutes, whatever it might be. Like, no one is going to blink an eyelid at 100K.
It honestly might nearly cost 100K just to go to the games and that, like, over that period of time.
And all you're doing is hoping you don't get injuries.
Yeah, the whole time.
Like, that's exactly why the Nines, like, I loved it, but it's why none of the players were willing to play in it.
Yeah, because they're just all worried about getting injuries. So, look, I think it's initially I thought they were going to add more games with this preseason comp. I do think it's a good idea to, we're all talking about keeping people engaged and content for sure. So, from that perspective, I think it's great the NRL trying to almost monetize the preseason games, kind of like the NFL do too, don't they? They have like preseason, postseason, whatever you fucking call it. And so I do like the NRL. Like, at least the good thing is for the NRL, and they deserve a rap for this, is like, at least they're trying. Like, at least they're trying to move forward, create content, keep the game exciting all year long for as long as possible. But got to be more than 100K.
The intention's great.
The intention is fantastic. Surely there's got to be like a sponsor that could sponsor the whole preseason tournament that would be willing to pay more than 100K.
Yeah.
Because the advertising they'd get would be massive, because everyone's frothing at the bit to play to watch footy again.
It's wild when you think, like that's 100K. You know what you get for winning the minor premiership?
Oh, don't tell me, I know.
I think it's 200K.
It's like so pointless.
It's unbelievable.
A few years ago, it might have changed. Was only 100K.
It used to be 100, and then they came out the other year, and they're like, "We've doubled it." It's
like, okay, yeah. The rules: 80-minute games, no extra time or golden point. A draw will be declared if scores are equal. Squad sizes: as many as 28 players for week one matches and 26 players for week two matches. Unlimited interchange. World Club Challenge will have 17-man squads with an 18th. Player for concussion protocol and 10 interchanges. One referee, bunker in use. The ladder, competition points. 12 for a win, 6 for a draw, none for a loss. Wow, 12, jeez.
Oh, that's a lot to take in.
Bloody hell. Don't they know that most of us footy fans don't do math? Bonus points. Bonus points available for each of the following. Scoring 5 or more tries, making 5 or more line breaks, making 10 or more offloads. Okay, this might be getting a bit too specific. Making 10 or more offloads. Like, this is where I'm like, I love the intention, but do you really think they're sitting there going, boys, if we get 5 offloads, we get a 10 offloads, we get a bonus point? Teams can earn a maximum 15 points for a win, 9 for a draw, and 3 for a loss. The winner. The overall winner will be determined by their most competition points. For and against, then, if they're equal. The greater percentage of points scored in for and against, then, if still equal. Yeah. So, like, I think those bonus points things, I think you just keep it to tries, don't you? Like, I don't know, like, adding in line breaks, like...
The offloads and everything is wild.
The offload and line breaks is a bit weird because, like, there's not going to be any coach or any player that's going, if we get 5 line breaks, boys, we get a bonus point. Like, so, the good thing is, though, we can't knock the NRL too much because, like, it's their first crack at it. They'll clean it up. From year to year, they'll get a little bit better. They'll get a lot of information and data from this and know what works and what doesn't work. So overall, I think it's great.
12 points for a win. That's more than the Broncos have had in the last 5 seasons.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be all over that.
Oh, here we go.
They'll be sending out full strength both games.
You should be thanking the Broncos. They let you scrape in into the finals, footy. Absolute disgrace, Timmy. Absolute disgrace, mate. But yeah, I think it's a great idea, guys. Like, all the like jokes aside about the 100K and the rules and that, it is a great initiative by the NRL, and I think they deserve a bit of a rap from it.
I'd rather them be having a crack at this than doing nothing.
Yep, agreed. Agreed. Yeah. So NRL deserve a crack.
I think I'm in the minority, but I think I like it more than most people. Not so much the offloads. I don't know about that, but like, I'm more interested in the trials now than I've ever been. Just because, like, I don't really care if my team wins. It's just, I think it just adds something cool. So I actually really, really like the concept.
Well, it just wraps it up in a content kind of servable meal. Like, it names it. Mm. It gives it so that people can consume it and understand what's going on. Whereas before, it's just like preseason trials. Like, when you're looking at it from a content perspective, before, we got a bunch of content that we are not using, like, which is insane. And so, NRL deserve massive raps. Now, Martin Tapau, signs of the Broncos, 1-year deal, effective immediately. Thoughts, boys?
50-50. I know that Marty, he's a talented footballer. We haven't seen it for the last few years. I don't know, there's just a lot of red flags around Marty, has been for a couple of years. I still think back to that video that he posted last year that we spoke about, like... I don't know. For a team like the Broncos that's trying to sort out culture and everything, I don't know if there's a guy. If they can get the very best out of him and everything's hunky-dory, fantastic.
It could genuinely be the signing of the year.
It could be if they get the best out of him. But respectfully to Brisbane, I think they've shown that when there is other dramas going on, they're not great at handling it. Mm. So that's what has me worried about this one. If you just take the footballer and his abilities and get the best out of him, could be fantastic.
Mm.
But I worry that this could create more problems than it solves.
Timmy?
Yeah, agree with Guru. They hopefully goes out there and, you know, he's able to, you know, put his experience onto some of the younger players and just be a godsend for them, and that may well happen. On field, he could really be that sort of, I suppose, Andrew Fifita to what he's been at the Sharks the last 2 years. The veteran, big, bustling, offloading forward who comes on for 20, 25 minutes a game, and that's all he needs to do and just have a really good impact off the bench. So football-wise, I don't mind it. And I just, as I said there, like he's not short of a bit of off-field controversy, and it's just the last thing the Broncos need. So, yeah, and that might be a bit harsh on Marty. There's every chance he has a great influence up there. So let's hope that is what happens.
Yeah, it's an interesting signing. It's the timing of it's interesting too, because obviously Payne is dealing with what he's dealing with at the moment. I wonder if it's almost like obviously he's not going to replace Payne, but let's say Payne is struggling still or got his own personal issues going on. Maybe he's there to soften the blow. I think from a talent perspective, it's a great buy. But it's a 50-50 one, because if he's, you know, let's say again, you know, he's not getting the ball or whatever and the game plan isn't going to his liking, you know, is he going to be upset about that? Is he going to post about it? Which is his right. He can post about whatever he wants. But in a team environment, especially the Broncos, like, it's the last thing they need. Like, that's the one thing when it comes to, like, saying things publicly that they've been struggling with for the last half a year or whatever. So in the best world, it's a great signing. Mm. It's a great signing. In the worst world, you know, it creates more issues, more fractures, more dramas at the club. Not to say that he is a guy looking to do that, but if he were to repeat what happened last year, that happens at Manly, it's a big deal. That happens at the Broncos, they eat that up there, because they're the one team town.
Yeah.
Huge, like the media in Broncos is probably, you could argue it's the most scrutinised media out of everyone, because they're a one-team town. So they just create so many stories. So I hope it goes really well. At its best, if he goes up there and rips and tears, I think he'll love it. I think it'll be a great addition to the club. Let's just hope that the Broncos can create an environment to get the best out of him.
With the best outcome, him playing good footy, it makes your front row rotation
crazy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, crazy.
Incredible.
Like, you've got Flegler, Paddy. Like
he'd be your fourth best front rower.
Yeah, which is crazy.
You can lock in the offload bonus points in the preseason.
Oh, mate, we're going to win the comp. The preseason comp, we're winning it. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's quite interesting that, you know, it did seem that Marty was looking for quite a substantial-ish deal. You know, the Eels seem interested. Apparently Manly wouldn't release him, and that maybe is why he felt a bit disgruntled later in the year. I'm not sure. It's interesting that he only got a 1 year deal at the Broncos. Does it affect guys like Flegler, who they are already struggling to keep under the cap? Now, for everyone listening, I think that this would be almost a minimum deal. Do we all agree?
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be a big deal. What do you reckon, Matty? You reckon it'd be a minimum deal?
Yeah, 100%, especially as you say, with someone like Flegler, who can negotiate well now, really.
Yeah.
Because this is last year of his contract, and they'll be wanting to lock him up. And there was an article floating around, I don't know how true it was, you never know, but like that they need to clear space for him. So
yeah,
you'd assume that their eggs would be in the Flegler basket mostly.
Especially when you consider he's been out in the wilderness for the last few months because the salary cap hasn't been set.
Mm.
It still hasn't been set.
Yeah.
Now he's been signed. So you would hope from the Broncos' end they've gone unders here. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, my row with this is as well. Me and Matty went through the Manly Seagulls, our best 17. They've got no front rowers.
Mm.
They've got no front rowers whatsoever, and they were still willing to let Marty leave.
Mm. Also, another, like, knock-on effect is, like, does this mean Keenan's not going to get much of a Palacia?
Quite possibly.
Is he, like, basically not going to get a crack this year because he decided to sign with Titans? Which I actually don't. If he was replaced by a younger forward that was a Broncos for the next 2-3 years, I can understand that. But I actually would, if he's getting replaced by Marty, and let's say he's playing better footy than Marty and he gets replaced by Marty because he's not going to be there next year, I actually don't like that, because it's like Marty's at the end of his career. So it's not like you're building for the future. We need to win games now. We need the best 17, regardless of whether they're signing somewhere else next year. So I hope it goes really well. I really do. And at his best, wasn't that long? I think it was like 2-3 years ago. Was it 3 years ago? Him and Adam Fanua Blake were absolutely fucking killing, dominating teams. So that's not that long. And I don't think Manly fans would probably be able to tell me better, but I don't think he's been that injured over the last few years, has he? As in like drastic injuries?
Nothing big. Just he always has small injuries, Marty, whether it's a hand or a hammy or just something niggling with him. So like he's 32 years old. So if they can, you know, they only need, as I said, 25 minutes a game out of him. If they can get him fully fit, you know, a change of scenery, he could have such an impact for them.
Oh, massive.
He's played 20 games every year except for the COVID year, which was shortened.
So. Yeah, so like he's durable. When you look at his stats, especially last 2 years ago, they're bloody good stats. Like it's almost like when he blew onto the scene and, you know, he was the big four that had that crazy fend and all that kind of stuff.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And people just expect that every week. But if you actually go and look at some of his stats, you know, 2-3 years ago, they were top tier.
Mm. And he's averaged anywhere from sort of 40 to 50 minutes the past 4 or 5 years. Obviously, last year was down to 39, was his shortest probably in his career since early on. Like, that's him being a big bloke out there trying to preserve his tank a little bit. If you just say to him, mate, give us 20, 25 of your best, he'd be so destructive.
Oh, like, it's going to sound hyperbolic, and I know it's... But, like, if he hits his potential for the... Now, he's not going to be signing of the year because, like, there are big signings that are marquee, like Vinny Armkiga, whatever. But if you went bang for buck signing of the year and he's on a minimum, he could genuinely challenge for bang for buck signing of the year. Now, I'm not saying he definitely will. I'm just saying that that's the kind of player he is. He's not just, like, a fringy that you get to the club and it may or may not go okay. Do you think... Is there concern for the Broncos in regards to keeping a guy like Flegler?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's been the rumour going around for a long time, and he's obviously, you know, State of Origin player and whatnot, so you can't keep all guys at the end of the day. So and if I'm going to have to squeeze out a front rower there, I think it probably would be Flegler, considering your other guys.
Well, I like Paddy at 13. I'll tell
you... Sorry, yeah, including him as a middle forward or whatever. Yeah.
I really like Flegler, and I got a lot of time for him because my first experience with him was actually really good. So I went to the hotel to see the Bronx boys. This is when, like, you know, they were struggling and Lexi was still playing, Alex Glenn. And I was sitting in the hotel, like, lobby waiting for Lexi to come down and get us, and he was taking a while because I think he didn't have his phone on or whatever. Anyway, like, Flegler, like, literally walked all the way over to me, shook me hand, he said, mate, come up to the changing room. Come up to the team room. And I was like, oh, Lexi must have sent him. And so I went up there, sat down in the thing. Anyway, later on I found out, like, Lexi didn't even send him. He literally just saw me in the lobby, came over, shook my hand and said, come up to the team room. And, like, as I said, I'm a nobody ex-Bronco. Like, I played fuck all games compared to the legends. But the respect he's showing an ex-player, that really stayed with me. Sat there, chatted with me, waited till Lexi came down. So I think... You know, when we talk about, I know he's super aggressive and your suspensions, all that kind of stuff, but when we talk about players we want to keep for the culture, that's the kind of bloke I want at the club.
And those are the stories you're hearing less and less of out of the Broncos, realistically.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare I'm hearing a story like that. And I mean, if he is that sort of a guy, maybe that sort of stuff does need to be more valued.
I think it's like, we know he's a gun. Like, we know he's a gun. We need super aggression in our forward pack. Like, when you look, Payne Haas is not a super aggressive player. He's a bend teams constantly player. You got Paddy Carrigan, absolute workhorse. We need the mongrel. Like, when you look at our yesteryear, like, when we had a best, and I hate to be the, you're back in my day or whatever, but it's just the truth. Like, Tony Carroll was a mongrel.
Yep.
Gordon Tallis was a mongrel. And so I think that a guy like Flegler, he's an integral part of any premiership winning forward pack where, okay, they might get suspended here or there, but that's what you need in a team. So I really hope we keep Flegler. Like, I really, really hope we do, because I've got a lot of respect for him.
And just because he's that guy at the moment that you're waiting for him to get suspended most weeks, which is sort of how I look at him, doesn't mean he's going to be that guy forever.
And like, he got better.
That was who he was at the start of his career.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember the first time I watched Fisher-Harris play, came out like a lunatic. And I remember after the game listening to MG on the radio go, I love him, he's me.
Yeah.
He's not going to play half the games, but I love him. And Fish has just turned that around completely. You only have to look at the Roosters. Like, JWH has always been that guy, but Robert's kept him there for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely. You need it in your forward pack. You need it in your forward pack. Like, I think even you look at the Melbourne Storm, 2006. Guess the one player that basically the last big signing they ever made. I think Xavier Coates is the closest thing to it. But outside of that, the Melbourne Storm haven't gone out for a big international Australian player or whatever. Guess it is who they signed and then they went and won the premiership the next year.
Yeah, the nutcase, Mick Crocker.
Mick Crocker, the craziest man in rugby league. Well, yeah. One of the craziest. The guy that took me head off in a prelim, in a semi-final. Yeah, like, so I think that we forget how important, okay, yeah, maybe they may get suspended. Yeah, they might miss two or three games. But premierships are won by guys like that. They really are. In the big moments, like Sammy Burgess, super hyper-aggressive. And so, yeah, Thomas Flegler, I'm not saying that he'll have the same career as those guys. I'm just saying that he's already played Origin. He's shown us that he's a great forward. He can do both things, crazy offloads as well as truck nut all day long. And he can hit in defence. So I hope the Broncos do everything to keep him.
And just on, Mick Crocker obviously had a bit of shit in his game, whatever. They signed him 06. They lose that grand final. Comes back a year later. We all remember that tackle he put on Brett Stewart.
Mm.
He's got that in him.
Yeah.
And that was a statement in that game.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like, as a Manly fan, you hate the guy. You fucking hate his guts.
100%. But you should hate him.
But it's like, this thing's happened in rugby league. Not to say it's okay. Yep. Like, it's not okay. But like, fuck.
He's out there for you to hate him. Yeah. He's that guy.
So yeah, hopefully they can hit Flegler and hopefully Marty can kill it for the Broncos because it's definitely needed.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.